Ah, yes. You hear this, and you think Christopher Dwayne Sanders, who joins us now on the Chasing Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chris, what's up? How are you?
Man, how you doing, man? About 6 or 7 days away from the draft. I'm excited. I just can't wait, you know, into the draft to see how Jared's going to react if they pick somebody different. That's my highlight of the whole show is watching Jared.
So we have a promo running right now for our draft coverage, and he sent me, he goes, hey, I got all the clips that you need to use for the promo. And I said, hey, that helps me out. So he sends them to me. And I laughed for 5 minutes.
It's hilarious.
Because it's him going, a guard, a guard. I don't know why they didn't take a kicker.
A guard. I mean, it's just so, I mean, I just let him go, man, because I'm going to tell you, that's one of the funniest moments on that show. But, hey, classic, classic, classic.
Oh, it was. And so we're excited about next week. You and D-Mace, Trevor Maddich will be there.
Oh, he's the big gun.
Oh, yeah. We had to bring in a lineman. We got two of you mouthy receivers. We had to bring in a lineman, you know.
Yeah.
And then Jared. So
he's just Jared,
the ball boy. So you know, had to bring him in or something like that. So what? Take me back to 1995. At this point, when you know it's approaching, and you know you've gone through workouts and talks and all those things, what's going through the mind of a player? Even though you know, who knows where you're projected to be. But what was going through your mind less than a week out from the draft?
You know, Chase, it was out of my hands. I mean, I did everything I needed to do the leading up. I did good in the combine. I did good in my individual workouts. I did good in my my interviews. So it's basically out of your hand. I mean, everybody knows the top 10 or top 15 guys. Guys kind of get an inkling of where they're going. But when you're a second and a third and a fourth rounder, you don't know where you're going. It's the uncertainty that makes you unrestful because, you know, I was just sitting there the whole night. I couldn't even go to sleep. I'm just sitting there. Judge Judy wasn't on, so I was watching something else, maybe Judge Joe Brown, whatever it is. But I was nervous. I was sweating because I didn't know where I was going because it was out of my hand. And then the funny part of the whole situation is the team that selected me, the Houston Oilers / Titans, is the team that never talked to me through the process. Those are the ones. That's the one who picked me.
Did you – like, you know, you were a third-round pick, and so that you know you're going to get drafted. But had it hit you like – hey, less than a week from now, I'm going to be in the NFL.
Yeah, it didn't hit me until maybe a couple of days before. I mean, you're just – it's like as a young kid when you dream. You dream about playing in the NFL. You practice. You talk about it in high school. You talk about it in college. And then when you get to that situation and you're a couple of days out – it just feels so surreal. And then all of a sudden, you know, all the music comes on, the 1999, 1995 draft, that's a long time. And you're sitting there and you're watching and you're like, man, this can actually happen. Because when I was sitting on the couch, I had no idea where I was going. I didn't know if I was going to get drafted. I didn't know if I was going to go to third. I didn't know if I was going to go, not even a free agent-wise, but just understanding that you're watching your dream being fulfilled. That's what makes it so special.
It's funny, Chris. I was doing the draft with Floyd Reese back in 1995, and he came to me. He says, Joe, here, I got three guys for you, Lorenzo Styles, Marlon Kerner, or Chris Sanders. And I said, Floyd, I got a hangover. Let's just take Chris Sanders. So that's how you became a Houston Oiler. So you're welcome.
Did you say Styles? Wow. Marvin. Oh, those are Ohio State guys. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Do you not remember these guys?
They're your teammates?
Dude, that was 1995. That was almost 29 years ago when I had more hair. I mean, that's a long time ago.
I know. I mean, you guys had so many guys drafted at Ohio State. It was
Lord
like
have mercy.
Pick and choose these guys here.
I mean, we had a whole bunch of guys. I think we had 13 or 14 guys get drafted that year. And there was a guy, I think his name was Preston Harrison. He was a guy who hurt his tailbone the beginning of the season, so he sat out the whole season. So he gets out there as a linebacker. He runs like maybe a 4-4, 4-3-6 or something, and he gets drafted like fourth or fifth round. So it just shows you that the time of athletes we had there.
How much, and actually I got a serious question here for once, how much did all the scouts come to looking at Joey Galloway help you?
It did because, you know, I was – and I hate to say this because a lot of times people think you have all these great stats leading up to the NFL. But if you look at my stats my first, second, and third year in college, I didn't even have a touchdown. So now I didn't get a touchdown until the second or third game of my senior year, and then that's when it took off. So, you know, everybody, all the agents and all the teams were talking about Joey Galloway. So they would come to the individual workouts, and they would come and talk to him. But then all of a sudden, I was just kind of sitting on the sideline, ran my 4.29, and then I vertical jumped like 41, and all my drills were crisp. So now, as opposed to them looking at Joey Galloway, now guys are looking at the side of their eye like, man, this guy can play, this guy can run, this guy can run routes, this guy could probably help a team. And you're right, with Joey being there, kind of helped me out a little bit.
So at your pro day, did nobody from the Oilers, did Fisher not walk up to
nothing.
You? Nobody?
Nothing. Nobody.
Wow.
Do you know the only person that talked to me barely was Rich Sneed? You remember Rich Sneed?
Yeah.
He talked to me a little bit. He was like, hey, how you doing? And then walked away. that was the conversation. So just getting drafted by them, I'm thinking, in my opinion, because I thought the Washington Redskins at the time, the Redskins, now they're the Commanders, but I thought they were going to draft me because the guy that was talking to me was Terry Rubisky. Terry Rubisky was talking to me. He got on the board. He's like, what's cover two? What's cover three? You know, what's a safety blitz? What do you do? So they actually talked to me the most, and they didn't even draft me.
Where were you when Floyd – did Floyd call you or did Jeff Fisher call you?
It was Jeff Fisher. It was the voice. Hey, bud.
What are you wearing?
you ready to go run some routes? I mean, it's kind of like that.
So, are you at your mom's house? Where are you when this happens?
I was at my mom's house in North Carolina in Edington, where there's one house every mile. I mean, I was in the country. Just me and my mom. I mean, here's the crazy part about the whole thing. You know how they walk up to the podium and they say your name?
Yeah.
You know, you're all excited. But what happened with my situation is all of the guys, I think it was Joe Theismann and a couple of guys were talking, so they couldn't go to the podium. So at the bottom it says alert, you know, the Houston Oilers select Tennessee Titans, Chris Sanders. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, Mom, I just got drafted. She said, quit playing with me. Just quit playing with me. You're joking. And all of a sudden, after they got done talking, then that's when Boomer comes up there and he says, Houston Oilers select Chris Sanders. Oh, I'm getting emotional. They select Chris Sanders from The Ohio State University. And when they said my name, all the pain, all the discouragement, all the getting laughed at was all worth it for this moment. To watch my mom smile, to watch my mom hug my neck, to watch my mom say, son, I'm proud of you, was everything that I imagined. It was amazing.
Good. That's awesome, man. And those moments are going to happen all next week. I mean, next weekend. But that's something that, and I know as you talk to your players at NBA, and there's a couple that have come through there that have gotten that phone call.
Yeah, buyers.
Yeah, you know, and I'm
bars, yeah.
I'm sure that you know it. You can't explain what it's like. Yeah. Like you have to feel it, and you know, kind of experience it for yourself. But I know it's one that you'll never forget. I'm excited for next week.
Me too.
I'm ready for them to make picks. I'm tired of talking about who they might pick.
It's a lot of guys. I mean, if you look at the Tennessee Titans and what they need, everybody knows they need a tackle, maybe another receiver, an edge rusher, but also an inside linebacker. But if you're sitting at 7 and you got Joe Alt sitting there, or you got the guy from Alabama, Latham, or you got Mims from Georgia, or even a guy that I like from Duke is Burton Graham, guys like that that can come in and help your team, it's going to be kind of so exciting to see who they pick and what they do.
Are you going to – okay, not you necessarily, but do you think people would be mad – if they ended up taking a tackle with their first two picks to basically say, all right, offensive line is done. Like we have the offensive line that we need to have for the next, several years. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to go, okay, it doesn't blow me away. It's not sexy, but it's probably the right move.
You know, that's a great point because everybody wants to pick the sexy name. When we say the sexy name, that means every name that they
They want a receiver, they want a corner, they want a skill position.
But see, the thing about it is, if you look at what the Titans did on the offseason, I think they addressed some of the issues that they were having. Look at the wide receiver they got, Calvin Ridley. Then now you got a center that, you know, they came from the Broncos, Cushenberry. You know, then you got a couple of other linemen. Then now you have a situation to where you have to get some right and left tackles. Because if you look at last year with the Tennessee Titans, they got sacked over 60 times. So you can have all the skill guys you want. You better get an offensive line. So I know the Tennessee Titans fans are going to be shouting and screaming, when they pick an offensive tackle because they know how bad it was last year.
I got to go back to talking about your mama for a second. We had a thing earlier in the week, Chris. What's the best advice? We asked a question. What's the best advice you've ever gotten? And I said one of the best piece of advice I ever got was from a football coach who told me, said, Joe, no matter what you do in life, don't embarrass your mother. No matter what you do, don't embarrass your mom. What's the best piece of advice that you've gotten as an athlete that's still with you today?
This is two of them, and I'll be quick. Number one, and I'm not trying to be Mr. Spiritual Guy over Spiritual Guy, but this is what my mom said to me at a young age, as a young kid with a bad haircut. She said, son, whatever you do, mistakes or no mistakes, just always keep God first. That's number one. And
amen.
I've been trying to do that, and that's most important to me, whatever. And number two, it was my track coach in 1986, I think. His name was Don Gaywood, and I'll never forget. I ran in the track meet. I was just coming off a knee injury because I was wrestling. I was terrible at wrestling. So I went out for track the end of that season, and I lost. And I'll never forget, I was sitting on the back of the bus with tears in my eyes. And he walked through all the guys that were laughing at me, and he pulled me off the bus, and he looked me square in my eyes. He said, son, don't you even worry about that, because you're going to be great one day. And when he said that, my senior year, I won the long jump, I won the 100-meter dash, and I won the 4x1 relay. And that one of those records still stand to this time. So when I tell you something, when I tell you that your words are powerful, they are powerful. So when you're talking to people, when you're encouraging people, your words mean a lot. It brings life. And when that coach, Don Gaywood, said that to Chris Sanders, that brought life to me, and that's why I love him to this day.
Love it. Thank you, brother.
Very good stuff. Chris,
man,
always enjoy
brother.
These talks, and we're looking forward to next week.
Hey, love you guys so much. Thank you so much.
You yes, too, sir. Chris. Chris okay, Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the show. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and also celebrity birthdays. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.